You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
All every hour starts with the news. Let's do that.
Okay.
You're in charge of that.
All right, coming up in the news, she called the cops over squirrels, and I'm talking about Alyssa Milano here. And why is there a Toy Story 4 lawsuit news brought to you by Huffman and Huffman? Do you know how much insurance you really have? Because it matters when you're in an accident. Let Huffman and Huffman make sure you get what you deserve. Yeah. So the big news that dropped yesterday is that President Trump's team announced he's going to be holding a rally in Newport News on Friday. The rally is going to be Friday night. It's going to be at the Newport News Williamsburg International Airport, 9 o'clock start time. Doors open at 6 p.m. It's unclear how many people will be allowed to attend. We do have that 250-person limit on gatherings in Virginia right now. Don't know if the president's rally adheres to that or not, but tickets are on a first-come, first-served basis. There is a lot of talk about COVID with this. Newport News city officials told News Channel 3 that Newport News police are preparing for the visit. The Trump campaign told News 3 that every attendee will get a temperature check prior to admission, be provided a mask that they're encouraged to wear, and have access to plenty of hand sanitizer.
Oh, wow.
Guests can only request 2 tickets per phone device.
I got it.
Now, elsewhere in the news, Air Force Two, the plane that was carrying Vice President Mike Pence, pulled a Fabio and had to return to Manchester-Boston Regional Airport shortly after taking off last night.
Yeah.
And the plane apparently hit a bird. Not a goose, but a bird. The breaking news on this sounded like...
We are on the air right now with breaking news. We've learned now that Air Force Two, which is carrying Vice President Mike Pence, has returned to Manchester-Boston Regional Airport shortly after taking off from there around 7 o'clock tonight following his rally up in the Lakes regions. And sources are telling us that the plane had landed safely moments ago but returned to the airport after a possible bird strike. The vice president and his staff will now be traveling on a separate plane back to Joint Base Andrews.
Yeah, he ended up taking a Secret Service cargo plane back instead. But I had that Facebook friend who messaged earlier and said that his nephew is like one of the pilots.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if he was involved in this incident or not. He did say he was on the plane. But then he sent me his Facebook and he sent me a picture. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Of the plane?
No, of the pilot.
Okay.
I sent back a nun fanning herself, and he was like, yeah, I know, and he's single, too. So.
Oh, my. Yeah. And he flies the vice president around or whoever.
I mean, what a cool job to have. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really? Did you get a little dewy?
I have not spent the past hour
gazing at the man
on his Facebook. It's not now the background of my computer. I'm not saying any of those things are true. I'm just saying, you know, I have a lot of respect for the position that he's in.
Yes. It's a position of big responsibility.
Yeah, big. Yes. Definitely. Now, Cardi B and her sister are being sued for labeling a group of beachgoers racist MAGA supporters. Three people say that the rapper and her sister, Hennessy Carolina, and Hennessy's girlfriend, Michelle Diaz.
Yeah, they named the kid Hennessy.
Defamed them by calling them racist during an argument in the Hamptons earlier this month. The plaintiffs claimed that they were enjoying their time at Smith Point Beach with their families when Hennessy approached in a rage, spitting, insulting, and threatening them because one of them was wearing a MAGA hat.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, Cardi tweeted a video of the altercation saying her sister was getting harassed because she and Diaz are of the Afro-Hispanic, they are an Afro-Hispanic gay couple. The group claims Cardi B, Hennessy, and Michelle edited the video and posted it to falsely point them
to make them
racist.
Look bad.
Yeah. However, Cardi also posted another video later in the day with audio of Hennessy explaining that someone in the group told her to go back to her own country. Okay. So I guess that's their defense
there. Whatever. Yeah. Well, let the court figure it out.
Meanwhile, former First Lady Michelle Obama and President Bill Clinton will be appearing in the upcoming West Wing reunion on HBO Max. It's a West Wing special to benefit When We All Vote. It's going to premiere October 15th, as according to the network's announcement yesterday. It will also feature an appearance by Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda. The event marks the first gathering of the long-running Emmy-winning show's cast in 17 years. During the program, the stars, I mean... they name all of them, Allison Janney, Rob Lowe. I could make the whole list. They're all going to be a part of this. They'll perform a restaging of the season 3 episode, Hartsfield's Landing. The creator, Aaron Sorkin, and executive producer, Thomas Schlamme, will film the reunion.
Tommy Schlamme.
And really, I bring this up because we have a local guy who was called out of retirement to be a part of it.
What?
Jeff Morin got the call. The request to reunite with the cast of The West Wing to reboot the episode for the Get Out the Vote campaign. News 3 says they don't know the contents of the script, although I just read that season 3 episode Hartsfield's Landing is what they're going to do. But Morin will reprise his role as a reporter.
Wow, I'm having to look him up.
Yep, he's in Virginia Beach now, where he is a director and producer, they say. The When We Vote reboot is scheduled to air on HBO Max in October.
Oh, that's cool. This wiki page says he was in The West Wing, The Nanny, Murphy Brown, Cosby Show. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Those are good credits. Yeah. I didn't even know the guy.
I know.
Around here.
I have to look him up now, too.
Neat. Yeah. Well, that day I spent the afternoon with Bradley Whitford. He was also in that cast of West Wing.
Okay.
He asked me directly if I was a wingnut.
Nice.
Because that's what they call the hyper fans of West Wing. I said, do you mean if I've seen all the episodes? The answer is yes.
Wouldn't it be awkward to be like, no, what are you talking about? I've never
heard
of this. Yeah.
Who are you, sir?
I just thought you were somebody else's dad, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was, right. Dads.
Alyssa Milano called 911 from her California home over the weekend, sparking this huge emergency response over what turned out to be a teen shooting at squirrels with an air gun.
And she reported what?
Well, 7 Ventura County Sheriff's vehicles, a canine unit, a police helicopter, and Los Angeles Fire Department units all descended upon her home on Sunday morning. The 47-year-old, Alyssa Milano, and her talent agent husband dialed 911 after hearing what they believed to be gunshots on their property.
Gunshots?
The couple told cops that the sound scared their dogs and that the responding officer should look for a guy in his 40s with a long rifle.
So they think there's an armed intruder.
Yes, they do. Yeah. After a 3-hour search, cops concluded the culprit was actually just a teenager shooting an air gun at squirrels. It wasn't immediately clear if anybody was charged with anything. Some on social media, though, did mock Alyssa Milano for calling 911, noting she supports the defund the police movement.
Yeah. Kiss my back end.
Mm-hmm.
Defund the police.
No.
Air gun?
Yeah.
Somebody that they don't make noise. They go, poof. Tell me where gunshots are in that equation. Man, some people are really panicky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somehow, Carol Baskin did not get eliminated first on Dancing with the Stars, even before she landed in the basement on week one with an 11 out of 30. People thought, you know, she wouldn't improve or win anybody over with her personality. But last night she did improve. She got a 16 out of 30. So, you know, still
good
on the sucky
you.
Side, but not that bad.
Good for you, Carol.
That was higher than a couple of others, including Charles Oakley, who got a 15. And Carol and Charles both in the bottom. Mm-hmm. The judges had to make the call. They voted to keep Carol in. Now, while I guess she showed some improvement, she did respond to the criticism of her first dance when she did that one to Eye of the Tiger. Lady Gaga posted a video of herself watching the show last week, specifically during Carol's dance scene. Now, she's laughing there. To be fair, I have not seen the video. I don't know if that's her specifically. It is sold to me on our morning show prep service as this is Lady Gaga's video that she posted of herself watching the show last week.
Right.
Carol Baskin told Good Morning America that she was not offended by Lady Gaga.
That was just so far out of anything I would have ever thought could happen. She's such an icon and I just admire her so much. You know, I know that she was laughing about me and, you know, making fun of me, but I don't care because I think it's wonderful that she has brought Dancing with the Stars and the Flight of the Tigers to her fan base.
Now, that's how Carol Baskin interpreted it. She was laughing at me. Ironically, Lady Gaga was also on Good Morning America speaking against bullying.
Be kind to yourself.
That's weird.
We don't have to focus
bad
on what's
timing.
Wrong with us when we can choose to embrace what's right with us. I think sometimes people maybe exist in a negative space. It's actually what my story is about. I was put in a garbage can by some bullies, and I went through many other things in my career.
Yeah. Well, and she went on to talk about the bullying she dealt with.
Yeah. I'm trying to find this video.
I know, it's tough.
It's very difficult.
I scrolled through her Twitter and her Instagram. I have no idea which one it could possibly
be.
I
took it down.
I didn't want to watch them all. Yeah, maybe she did. Meanwhile, we learned yesterday that the ratings for the Emmys were super low. Like, Carol Baskin score low.
Oh, they sucked.
It didn't matter how many times they said that curse word. It did not save them. You know the curse word, the one that's the name of one of their shows. Jimmy Kimmel actually had a montage last night of all the different morning TV news around the country trying to congratulate the show that swept Sunday night's Comedy Emmy category. You know the one.
The show up a creek whose name we can't say on morning TV.
Can't say the name on TV, but it involves the creek. Now, we're not sure if we're allowed to say the name.
Yeah.
Our boss told us we can't say the name of the show.
Renee didn't want to say the name of the TV show.
Not really.
She doesn't want to get in trouble.
That is spelled S-C-H-I-T.
Yes. Still can't say the name of the show that swept.
You can't really say the name on TV, but Creek is in the title.
The show that sounds like Splits Creek.
We're talking about S Creek. S Creek is so good.
Never seen Blank Creek.
Can I say the name of the show?
We were doing this too.
Yeah, I didn't.
We don't know.
I just opted to say, hey, they said it on the news around here today, but I'm going to beep it. And then I just played.
Yeah, I just call it Crap Creek.
There you go.
Right up Crap Creek.
Now, in Toy Story 4, Keanu Reeves' character was an obvious homage to Evel Knievel, but the people who control Evel's name and likeness don't see it as a compliment because they weren't able to cash in, according to this report. K&K Promotions is now suing Disney and Pixar for damages, saying they ripped off Evel Knievel's image without permission and made money not only off the movie, but also off the Duke Kaboom toys, including his own stunt cycle, like the classic Evel Knievel toy from the 70s that every kid had to have, even though it rarely worked like it was supposed to.
That's interesting that they're foisting that onto the Toy Story movie. Like, we know you're trying to copy Evel Knievel.
Yeah. So now you owe us because you're using the name and likeness. Well, not the name. You're just using the likeness.
Don't you remember there was a comic act years ago, Super Dave Osborne, who was dressed exactly like Evel Knievel and did all these stunts, and none of them ever worked. He was constantly being hurt. And that was, you know, that was the act. And I don't ever remember anybody ever coming after him for doing that. Yeah. Do you know who Evel, does Evel Knievel register with you guys?
I mean, it's not anybody who was around in my lifetime,
right,
but I know the story, the legend of Evel Knievel. He would, like, jump things on his motorcycle.
Yeah, and he'd wear these, you know, red, white, and blue jumpsuits. And maybe there's a likeness in here that that's lost on me, that they can just go after somebody for having a Daredevil character.
Yeah.
And making a S ton of money.
Well, I mean, the character does have, like, the jumpsuit with the cape on it, and he is jumping things on a motorcycle. So it is. I mean, it's clearly supposed to be a Evel Knievel.
Oh, no doubt.
Type,
no doubt.
You know?
Yeah.
So the K&K says that they own the rights to Evel Knievel's likeness, persona, and brand.
So and maybe they're going for likeness.
Disney didn't get any type of approval to base their character on it. So.
Well, anytime you're making enough money, there's going to be somebody that wants to come after you.
That's true.
It's, you know, they're only going after people that are making tons and tons of dough, I'm sure.
Yep, yep. All right, well, I'll end with your girl, Gwenny.
Gwenny!
It's Gwenny been a while.
And her yoni stones and her steamed vagina. And,
right.
I'll have a small plate of that.
And the candle that smells like it.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow, who's divorced from Coldplay's Chris Martin, gave the world the phrase conscious uncoupling.
Yeah, wow.
Says that the relationship is better now than it was during their marriage.
In a way, my divorce and my relationship with Chris now is like better than our marriage was. You have to know that every relationship is 50-50. Mm-hmm. If you are brave enough to take responsibility for your half and really look at your own garbage, then there's really somewhere to go.
Does she look at her own garbage ever?
Do you think? I bet her garbage is just a little nicer than your garbage and my garbage.
She says making kids the priority post-divorce has been the key because some days you really don't want to be with that other person.
Chris and I committed to putting them first, and that's harder than it looks because some days you really don't want to be with the person that you're getting divorced from. But if you're committed to having a family dinner, then you do it and you take a deep breath and you look the person in the eye and you remember your pact and you smile and you hug and you make a joke and you just recommit to this new relationship that you are trying to foster.
Yeah, I thought I'd end the news very pretentiously
today.
Yeah,
yeah.
There you go.
God, that's, you know, it's interesting. We all have a different life. Theirs is clearly privileged and behind those gates kind of stuff. Well, how nice that you can all get together for your little dinner and this and that, right?
Mm-hmm.
How confusing would it be? And I'm sure there's people listening right now that probably do this for the sake of their kids. Get together and have dinner as a, quote, family, even though they're no longer together. Because it would be confusing emotionally for me, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm not in that place. But I'm trying to reason this out because it would be easy to extend my love of this moment for my kids' sake over to, oh, yeah, I remember you and I used to be in love. Like I'm getting a good feeling from all of us being together, you know, and then night's over. Good night. Or not wanting to blur those lines like stay over or whatever it would happen to be.
I feel like you're going to have more dreams about Gwyneth Paltrow coming up soon.
Do you think?
You're welcome.
Am I just too deep? Too deep into this? Too worried about Gwynnie and her kids behind the gates there?
Set up the candles all around the bed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The room filled with vaginal smoke.
Candles.
From those candles. The scent of Gwyneth.
Which she made. It was like rose and
yes. And it better
amazing.
Be, by the way.
Yeah. You get the candle and then you get there and you're like, wait, what? This is not. Scent is the most remembered of
oh
all
my
of
gosh,
the,
yes.
you know, different senses.
Yeah.
Scent. And I can remember the smell of the candle and I don't know if we're lining up here.
Really?
Gwyneth.
Gwynny.
Around here we got sunny skies today. A high in the upper 70s. Clear tonight. 58 will be your low, and sunny and highs near 80 tomorrow. Right now we are at 62 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.